Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Decisions, decisions, decisions. This is what we're going to talk about today, if you haven't guessed already. We make decisions every day, all day. And what I hear from most folks is how tired they are of making decisions. Most of us were professionals, high demand careers, we're constantly deciding on very important and valuable decisions for ourselves, for our clients, for our patients, for anybody that we work with, for our team. And then we make decisions at home constantly. And my least favorite decision, and I'm going to say this because I think you guys are all going to laugh, is what's for dinner? I hate that question. I used to love it. I used to love it a lot. Not anymore. Not my fave anymore. Mostly because we're trying to feed a bunch of people who not necessarily appreciate all the hard work. And it could be any parent preparing the food or someone else doing it. It's still like the whole process of planning. And I find that a lot of women, we get tired because we're also making a lot of decisions for life, right? Our home, managing the help, right? Even before I had kids, even when I was single, there were still decisions. I was coordinating a lot of things, right? So I'm going to do a workshop called Decisions Without Drama. And I'm inviting all of you guys to come join me. You're going to get the link in your email. So if you don't already get my emails, make sure you get on the list. I will add the link in the show notes. We're going to talk about decisions without drama because the most exhausting part of a decision is all the thinking, overthinking, which creates overwhelm and exhaustion. And then we doubt ourselves. Was it the right choice? Was it the best choice? This is the main thing that holds most of us back from making decisions with ease. Now think about what you've decided, right, for yourself. I think that some of us, even if we don't make New Year's resolutions, we tend to reflect. And if you're a person who reflects more frequently than that, great, lovely. But a lot of times, many of us who, get caught up in life, right? We don't reflect. And so when we do have the time to reflect, I want you guys to think about what are things that you have thought about changing, creating for yourself, for your family, for your connections, anybody, for your body, for your mind, for your soul. And how have you, part two, decided to implement that? How are you going to make that happen for yourself? Now, we could be talking about a couple things that a lot of us kind of may focus on, which is like health and wellness. That's a big thing. There may be a financial goal. There may be a relationship kind of goal. The way to make these things possible in your life starts with number one, belief. I know many of you guys are rolling your eyes at this point because everyone wants to know how to do it. Tell me how. Give me, the map. How do I do it? It doesn't matter if you have the map. It doesn't matter if you have the how-to, the instructions manual. If you don't believe it's possible for you to create this change, create this growth, whatever it is, you're not going to do it. It doesn't matter what you have available to you, what tools you have. This is where mindset work comes in. This is where coaching comes in. This is where personal growth and development comes in. And myself included, I have also thought about, oh, I can just do it. I'm good. I'll just like tell myself I can do it. I don't need accountability. I'm good, right? And then it doesn't work out because you don't know what you don't know. And you can't create something out of nowhere without doing the work first. So what's your why? Why do you want to wake up early to work out? Why do you want to make sure you have me time included in your schedule, coffee quietly, you know, evening time to read a book, I don't know, glass of wine. I'm not into wine. You guys heard me. I said that. Don't like it. Smells gross to me. There you go. Take it or leave it. Why do you want that? Why do you want to do 10,000 steps every day? Why do you want to get home by 5 to have dinner with your family? Why do you want to shut your computer off in the house every evening? Why do you want to set boundaries with your partner, your family? Why do you want to be in a relationship? All of these things will happen once you know your why. And then how badly do you want that why? How important is it to you to create that in your life? And what are you missing out on if you don't? And this is not a FOMO thing. This is really like, how can this one thing be so valuable to you that you can't live without it? On a scale of 1 to 10, where does it land? Once you have that, and you work through all the internal barriers, all the objections that you already set up in your head. Well, there's no time. Well, there's so much other stuff to do. Well, I got to take care of everyone else. Well, it's going to hurt their feelings. Well, this is going to be scary because I don't want to put myself out there. That is the work that I do with you when we work together. We clean all that up so that you can actually follow the plan that you have made ahead of time, even when you're tired, scared, uncomfortable. And when you have someone you talk to in this journey who is honestly a third party, it's so helpful. And this has been my biggest growth is they see things that you don't. I'm always seeing stuff in my clients. My coaches see stuff in me all the time that I had no idea existed. And the best part is I get to bring in your culture, your family, your immigration story, or your family's immigration story, your birth order, which I'm really big on. Firstborn females, guys, I see you. I am you. We bring all that in. We don't just ignore it. That is something that is truly a gift when I work with my clients. We incorporate your value system, your morals, and take what we love and leave what doesn't really nurture us anymore. So when you clean your head up and you have true belief in yourself, and it doesn't have to be because there's evidence, but just because you want and you have your why, then you can move forward with creating tools and making decisions ahead of time. And the best part is watching your brain freak out when you're supposed to stick to your goals and your routine or whatever you've decided, and you want to make excuses. That is the most valuable part of not being alone on this journey. So stop having the drama. Stop letting the drama be a part of your journey. All of that is a choice. The drama that's in your head, the drama that's outside. There's all these people who are going to say things, right? Because that's what they do. They say things. They do things. You can create the ability to want what you want and go after it without anyone needing to change, without anyone needing to buy into your process. You can work with me without a single person in your life knowing that you're doing this or needing their permission to do this. But if they do know, I guarantee they'll be like, this is so good, sign me up too, or keep going. This has been the best thing for our marriage. This has been the best thing for our relationship. In the beginning, they might not love it because they're used to the old you, but the old you is not living fully. You're living in the drama. You're living in the pain. You're in the suffering. You're playing small. Join me for my workshop where we're going to dive deeper into these topics. We're going to have tools that we work with practically, work as a group, and then I'm going to do some open coaching just for you guys. All right, so make sure you get my emails. Share it with a friend, right? If you've been listening to my podcast and you have a friend who could benefit, this is how we support each other as women, and in particular, being a woman of color, being a brown woman, doing something outside the box of doctor, engineer, finance, lawyer, accountant, all the things. This is tough for me to put myself out there, and I do it because I love what I do, because it's changed my life. Don't let a single day go by without you having the same freedom and joy that I have created in my life by investing time, energy, and money into me. So I'll see you guys at the workshop. Please send me any questions you have, any topics you'd like me to cover. Ready to stop having decisions, drama around decisions? This is the time. I have some openings in my one-on-one Brown Empowerment Mindset coaching program. It's time for you to book a free consultation to see if we're a good fit. Don't let these spots go, right? This is the best time to take care of you. You've already taken care of everybody else for 3, 4, 5 decades. You're done. Decide today. Have a lovely day. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.